December 2nd, 2012, day two of the Virginia Film Festival in lovely downtown Charlottesville, Virginia. This is Sean McCord here in the Main Street Arena, where you can come by and pick up your tickets, your schedules, your hats, your t-shirts, everything film festival related for the 25th anniversary of the Virginia Film Festival. And I am sitting across from Gabriel Deloach and Kirsten Fiodi. There you go. Thanks for your help with the name. Gabriel, you're the director of The Harvest, A Story About Giving, which screens Friday, that's today, at 3:45 p.m. in Regal 3 downtown. And Kirsten, you're the producer and a whole bunch of other things.
Yep, I did a little bit of sound on the film, and I was there for the editing.
Well, this is a documentary film. We had a documentary filmmaker here just a few minutes ago. He said it was very interesting going to see your film. This is a story of three children with life-threatening medical conditions, and they fulfill their wish to become hunters.
That's correct. Basically, the film is about an organization called Hunt of a Lifetime. Correct. And if anybody is familiar with Make-A-Wish, basically, they grant wishes to terminally ill kids who want to go on an exotic game hunt.
And how did you... You're the director of the film. Did someone come to you and say, we want to make this film and we'd like you to direct it, or did you as a director find out about this organization and know that you wanted to work with them?
Yeah, no, I discovered the organization in the back of a hunting magazine when I was about 20 years old. Hmm. So that would be 13 years ago. I was still in college, and my interest was piqued by the fact that this organization was granting such wishes.
And Kirsten, when did you become involved as producer?
Probably halfway through when you had started filming, I would say. And I helped finish up some of the last shoots and was there for the editing and festival process.
So, Gabriel, did you approach the Hunt of a Lifetime people?
Yeah, so I found the ad and I called up the person who had founded the organization, Tita Patterson, and I basically told her flat out I was really interested in the organization and would she care to meet with me? She said, of course. So I drove from Baltimore, Maryland, all the way up to near Erie, Pennsylvania, and I met with her, and she basically pulled out a giant scrapbook of newspaper articles, all from stories of her stepson who was dying from cancer, and all he wanted to do was go on a moose hunt, and Make-A-Wish wouldn't grant the hunt, and she couldn't find any other wish organization to grant the hunt, and so she decided to figure it out herself. She raised all the money for his hunt, and it was successful, and unfortunately he passed away shortly after that. And, you know, local newspapers started writing about it and telling her story, and she started getting a lot of phone calls from other parents who were in similar situations whose kids also wanted to go on hunts as their last wish. And so she felt it was basically her mission to start this organization, Hunt of a Lifetime, and facilitate the wishes of these kids.
So Hunt of a Lifetime started in, you said, Erie, Pennsylvania?
Correct.
And has since expanded?
It has expanded nationwide, and they send kids all over North America as well as in Africa.
And the children that you found, Ariana, Tyler, and Casey, were they from the same region? Were they across the country? Where do these children live?
Well, they're all from the same region, which would be the state of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Ariana lives up north in Tyonesta, which is about an hour and a half south of Erie. Casey lives in PA, close to the Maryland border, and Tyler lives near Lancaster, PA. We kind of lucked out that they were all in a similar location, not too far from Virginia, where I live, so we could drive within a day and get to their homes and film them. We did have a few kids we wanted to work with that lived in the Midwest, but logistically it just didn't make sense for us, and we lucked out with the kids that we got.
Well, tell me about the kids. How did they, without revealing too much that you might want to wait for the film, do they differ in age, and how did they respond to being stars of a film?
Well, that's a good question. Tyler was our first, and I think he was instantly unimpressed with us. But
he didn't think we were funny.
Yeah, he was not amused by us at all, but he very much wanted to share his story with other kids in his situation. He was 14 years old at the time, diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, was really sick. They did not believe he was going to make it. His parents basically went through hell experiencing the trauma. And he is mature enough, I think, to have realized what they were going through and wanted to tell his story from his perspective through the harvest, thinking that that would help other parents and other kids get through the trying times that he and his parents had experienced. Now, Ariana is a completely different story. We were looking for a female to kind of balance out having a male.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina Pattison, the founder of Hunt of a Lifetime, just, you know, quickly pulled Ariana out of a hat and said, this is the one that you guys got to work with. She's really charismatic and, you know, is pretty much up for anything. And she was hunting turkey, which I thought was really interesting because a lot of kids go for bigger, more ferocious animals or for large racks like elk or moose or whatever. And she just wanted to hunt turkey, and I found that really fascinating. So we wound up working with her. And then Casey basically came to us because he was the third kid, and we wanted a child that I think was not only diagnosed with terminal illness, but maybe had to overcome a very paralyzing struggle, which for him was being blind.
Oh, wow.
He was diagnosed with a brain tumor when he was a baby, and when they tried to remove it, they damaged an optic nerve, which rendered him blind.
Mm.
And I thought, man, well, how the heck does a kid hunt when he's blind? So we jumped on that. And Casey was so excited to be a part of the film for many reasons, but I think more than anything, he just wanted to have a good time and be able to tell his story.
So Christian, were you on the set? Were you part of the filming?
I was there for some of it. I didn't go on any of the hunts, though. But I got to meet all the kids and their families and really came to respect them and sympathize with them. And
so, Gabriel, when you were out shooting the hunting sequences, how big a... I mean, I don't know much about hunting, but I understand you had to be sort of quiet and discreet. So how did you... was it just you and a camera? Did you have a crew with you? How did you handle that part of it when these unscripted, you know, out in the wilderness, searching for animals and not wanting to scare them off by, you know, carrying your film crew,
yeah,
and a Bolex and lighting and...
Yeah, well, I wish I had a Bolex. Yeah, well, so I have some experience working shooting wildlife already, but hunting wildlife is totally different, and just getting the guides who were commanding the hunts to agree to let another person or two other people tag along,
mm-hmm,
was really difficult because, as you said, the slightest little bit of noise,
sure,
and you're going to destroy this kid's dream. So that was always in the back of my head, and because of that, two of the hunts, it was myself and another person doing sound and shooting another camera. And then one hunt, the turkey hunt with Ariana, I did on my own because I was told that turkey hunting is probably one of the most difficult animals to hunt because they are just so in tune with everything that's happening around them. And it would have never happened if we had more than just myself. But for two of the hunts, I had to work in a blind. And then for the elk hunt, we actually stalked the elk. And, you know, I was told constantly that I was making too much noise, and I was really worried I was going to mess that hunt up, but it wound up being successful anyways.
So you said you had experience before filming wildlife. What is your background that brought you to this project as a filmmaker?
Well, actually, I started off assisting a National Geographic photographer, Steve Winter,
mm-hmm,
who... is now, I think, best known for his work with snow leopards and tigers. He deals primarily with megafauna, and he pretty much taught me everything that I know and encouraged me to pursue my career in filmmaking. And I had started working on The Harvest soon after I started assisting him, and I think that it benefited in tandem, because everything that I was picking up in the field, I was then translating it back into making this feature film.
We're talking to Gabriel Deloach, director of The Harvest, A Story About Giving, which screens today, Friday, 3:40 p.m. in Regal 3 Downtown Mall. Gabriel, you brought this film to the Virginia Film Festival. Have you also screened it at other festivals before? Have you been showing this around?
Yeah, we premiered it at the International, or the Camden International Film Festival, and we brought it to Hot Springs Doc Fest a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We've been to the Black Bear Film Festival in Milford, PA, and we're really excited to have it here in Virginia, our hometown.
This is going to be a tricky question. Everybody, I mean, this is ultimately a story about sick kids and, you know, with medical conditions and you know, getting a wish and improving their life. But it's also about hunting. And hunting sometimes, especially in election season, can become a political issue. So as you've been showing this around at various festivals, have you been meeting resistance? Have you been meeting people who want to criticize you for glorifying hunting, for example, or how do you handle that issue personally in appearances, or have you been forced to, and or how have you handled that issue within the context of the film? It looks like I stumped you.
Well, we know it's a really controversial topic,
mm-hmm.
But I think that we've found that people on both sides of the issue mm-hmm. either really appreciate the film or don't appreciate it at all.
Right.
And so we have had some pretty tough questions at festivals about especially Gabe's views on hunting and how we felt about it when we went into the film and mm-hmm. how we felt about it when we finished it. And so that was a sort of a big thing for me, because I don't hunt. I love animals, and it was really hard for me to understand why a dying child would want to kill something. But after meeting the families, it was like my view of it changed, and I think that might be what's happening with the audiences.
I think you're right. That's definitely happening with a lot of the audiences that we've seen, that a lot of people come out of the film and say, I walked in thinking I was not going to like the characters, or I was just going to be totally against what was happening here, but now I'm conflicted and I'm inspired because I really now appreciate the characters and I empathize with the kids, and even if I don't like hunting, now I can kind of see why they're doing what they're doing. But you know, even I grew up hunting, and I thought it was weird. I mean, it wouldn't be my last wish at all. But you know, they definitely turned us around, and we in no way glorify hunting at all. And I think we've been criticized for showing animals die in the film, but that's just part of the reality, and we felt it was really necessary to do that without maybe glorifying it or being too severe.
Well, very good. I mean, it sounds very clear that you approached the subject with eyes wide open, with delicacy, with integrity, and allowing people who might not fully appreciate an opportunity to look into an aspect of something that they weren't previously familiar with.
Yeah.
So I applaud you for that. I thank you for bringing the film to the Virginia Film Festival. Thank you for coming by here and talking to me, especially since your film is going to be screening in very shortly.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We're very excited and nervous.
So I've been talking to Gabriel Deloach, the director, and Christian Fiodi, producer, and many other things. The Harvest, A Story About Giving, which screens in about 25 minutes today, Friday, November 2nd, 3:45 p.m. in Regal 3 Downtown Mall. If people want to find out more about this film or about other projects you might be working on, Gabriel, is there a website you can direct them to?
Yeah, they can go to theharvestmovie.com for all information about this film. and GabeDeLoach.com to see what else we're working on in for the future.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I hope you have a successful screening. You're going to be doing a discussion afterwards.
Yep.
I'll be curious to see how that goes.
Yeah, the Q&As are always super interesting. People bring a lot of interesting questions at the end of the film, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming by, and enjoy the rest of the Virginia Film Festival.
Thanks.
Thank you.